Good afternoon, everyone. Good to see all you here today. Last October, I gave a sermonette about the hope and promise of Psalm 91. In that sermonette, I said that we need to take Psalm 91 as a thread and weave it into the fabric of our lives to give us strength and bring us closer to God. Psalm 91 is about shelter and the willingness of God to protect us. Today's sermon is a continuation of that thought and what we need to do, each of us on a personal basis. And rather than say what that is at this point, I'd like to tell you a story to convey what we need to do. The story is about a man named Ed. And every Friday afternoon, he walked down to this pier at a sandy beach on the eastern front of Florida. And in his gnarled hands, he had a bucket of shrimp. And he walked down to the end of the pier just before sunset. He looked around, and as a seagull would pass by, he would throw it a shrimp. Soon, there were dozens of seagulls come by. And later on, dozens more, until he emptied his bucket full of shrimp. A lot of people thought that he was a little strange, but those who were close to him, if they listened carefully, this old man, Ed, would say, "Thank you. Thank you." A lot of people thought Ed was just another old codger in his own world, feeding the seagulls with a bucket of shrimp. Now, while a lot of people didn't know his name, Ed's full name was Eddie Rickenbacker. I'd like to see a show of hands of how many people knew who Eddie Rickenbacker is. Okay, if I notice out there, it's the older generation. And for you younger generation, this is his story. In World War I, Eddie Rickenbacker gained faith as a pilot. At that time, the Army Air Corps. Eddie flew more missions and shot down more enemy planes than any other American pilot. He was awarded the Medal of Honor. He got the nickname Ace of Aces because he shot more planes down than anybody else. Now, when World War II broke out, he worked in a civilian capacity for the U.S. government. In October 1942, early in the year, the U.S. Secretary of War, Henry Stimson, gave orally a top secret message to Eddie Rickenbacker to give to General Douglas MacArthur. Now, flying in a B-17 in the South Pacific on their way to visit General MacArthur, the plane had difficulty. It had developed navigational problems, and pretty soon they were not where they should have been. They didn't know that. They were out of radio range, and soon the fuel would be exhausted, and the fuel did run out. And they had to ditch their plane into the Pacific Ocean. And miraculously, the seven crew members and Eddie Rickenbacker got out okay. They got into three small rafts. They had big enemies with them. The swells in the ocean, the hot, scorching sun, and little food or water. In fact, when they came out, they only had four oranges with them and a little bit of water, not very much. And they quickly exhausted that. On the second day, one of the airmen on the plane had a Bible in his jacket, and they began a devotional service throughout their ordeal. They had one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And on the eighth day, their rations were long gone. They began their afternoon devotional. It ended with prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. Now, Eddie Rickenbacker had a cap, and he kind of pulled it over his eyes, and he leaned back, and he went to sleep. And he woke because something landed on his head. And he looked out with the men and the rest, and all their eyes were stared at what was on his head. And he knew right away it was a bird. And so quickly he reached up and grabbed the bird. It was a seagull. And he wrung his neck. And they made food out of that bird. There wasn't much for 8 men. But with the intestines of that seagull, they were able to catch fish and more fish and began a cycle of food. Now, the survivors were sustained and their hopes renewed because of that lone seagull, uncharacteristically hundreds of miles from land, became a sacrifice to those men. The man would pray for water, and in a short distance, a rain cloud would appear raining. They would have to row over there to get the rain. But it was no picnic. Eddie Rickenbacker, who weighed 180 pounds at the end of the ordeal of 24 days before they were rescued, weighed 124. He lost 56 pounds in those 24 days. Now, Eddie took the role of the leadership of those survivors, and every day encouraged those men to pray to God, or rely on God, and give thanks to God for what they had. Thanks for God that they were with the men that they had. Thanking them for the raft that they had. Even though there were 10-foot sharks coming by and hitting those rubber rafts daily. Now, in his biography, Eddie said that by the end, all those survivors became Christians. It made that much difference to him. And after a short time in the hospital after the rescue, he completed his mission. He went to General Douglas MacArthur and gave the secret message that he was sent to deliver. And to that day, that message has not been revealed. So you know the story. You also know that Eddie never forgot. That is why an old man every Friday walked to the end of the pier with a bucket of shrimp to feed the seagulls, saying, "Thank you. Thank you." He was giving thanks to Almighty God, providing that one seagull on that long day, long past. Our lesson here today is to show gratitude towards God. Gratitude is an emotion that is rarely expressed these days. How many times have relationships become broken because gratitude has not been expressed? For example, Shakespeare and King Lear expressed the hurt of a parent feels when their child shows a lack of gratitude. In this line, written by Shakespeare, "How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child." Now, Jesus in Luke 17, in verses 12 through 18, gives an example of ingratitude. So let's go there in our Bibles. Luke 17, and we'll read in verse 12. "As he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off." And lepers were outcasts of society. "And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.'" And if you go back in the Old Testament, that was the commandment that lepers were supposed to do in those days. "It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. So we see from this example that Jesus gave us of the human heart and how ungrateful it is. But this is just a symptom of what happened then, but in days to come, in the ages that we live in. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1, know this, that perilous times will come. So what is he talking about, perilous times? Are we talking about economic collapse, wars, disasters, illnesses, diseases? Well, not really. Paul is talking about man will be lovers of themselves. They'll be boasting. They're into the me attitude. Thankless people. Ungrateful people. It's all about me. Christ warned us that at the end times, faith will be in short supply. We need to build our faith. In Matthew 24, it says that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And that is because of the elect. And who are the elect? The elect are those who are obedient to God, keep His word as best they can, the Sabbath, the holy days, and all that. But most importantly, this small group shows gratitude in everything they do towards God. And God is grateful for that and to them. So people, as we go about our daily lives, you have to ask yourselves, what's this in for us today? You see, brethren, you and I were adrift in the sea of humanity without hope, praying for hope. And long before you and I were ever born, God the Father anticipated that and our need to be answered by prayer. He sent us a seagull. Well, that seagull was really Jesus Christ. He gave us His life for us so that we can have everlasting life. And just like those men in World War II adrift upon those seas, who have been given hope, a new life, a second chance. How grateful are we to be given hope, a second chance by the Almighty God? The scripture says that He loved us while we were sinners. So how can we thank the seagulls in our lives? Well, obviously, we need to thank God for everything. But God says that really isn't quite enough. He says, if you do it to the least of us in here in this room or out there in society, you have done it to me. See, we are our brother's keepers. And the best way we can help them is to thank God for His sacrifice and our prayers. And the spring holy days are closely approaching. To cultivate our attitude of gratitude. I'd like to close with one psalm verse here, Psalm 51:10, that David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. May that spirit in all of us be the spirit of gratitude.